Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me? Outstanding. Choir, that was beautiful. That's your sermon, folks. Happy New Year. Without Him, how lost we would be. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious and merciful God, as we immerse ourselves in Scripture this morning and in this message, I ask that you lift this congregation and this family of faith up in this new year. As we face the coming days, help us to be a power, a reckoning force in your ministry, in this community and in this world. We are so thankful for the blessings of the past 275 years. Now may our 276th year be the greatest ever. Only with your will and your love, mercy, and grace will that happen. Help us to accept that in all ways that it comes to us. Help us to understand it as only you can. All these things we ask in our living Savior's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, Happy New Year. Welcome to Bethel. This morning, as I prepared the message for this morning's lesson or this sermon, you know, we've been through such a tumultuous time, I guess would be the right word to say, through the last 24 months. I thought about wellness and well-being. And so when I went to Scripture looking for something to preach about in the new year, I found Proverbs 3. Now, I'm not going to read you the entire chapter of 3. If I did, that'd be your sermon. So I'm going to read you Proverbs 3, 1 through 6. But I encourage you this morning, sometime this week, take a look at Proverbs 3. As you begin to prepare for your new year and look to what tomorrow holds, grab a hold to Proverbs 3. I think you will find it very enlightening and certainly poignant for this time in our lives. So let's go to the Word of the Lord found in Scripture, Proverbs 3, 1 through 6. It says, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commandments in your heart. For they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and good name in the sight of God and of man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, friends, we are here. So the question this morning is, what are you going to do about it? Here you are, day two, baby. New year, what you going to do? What you going to do? How are you going to face it? You're already 2 days in. What you going to do? Yes, the calendar has finally flipped, and we have begun a brand new year. 2 days we are in it. 2021 came and went with its mixes of joys and sorrows, goals met, goals missed, friendships gained, and unfortunately relationships lost. But this morning, it is now all truly behind us. In order to see 2021, we must turn around and look over our shoulder. It is now times of past. For many, the New Year's just another holiday. For others, it's a time of deep reflection, both on the past year and on the one ahead. Even for us who are followers of Jesus, New Year's, it really has no unique significance biblically. However, this doesn't mean we as Christians shouldn't pause and reflect on the turning of our calendar. It doesn't mean we shouldn't pause and reflect on what has passed us by in 2021. In fact, 2021 for us as a congregation was an extraordinary year. It marked our lineage, our heritage, who we are, where we came from, how we got here. It was a grand year. In Scripture, we learn that Moses asked the Lord, "Teach us to number our days so that we may get a heart of wisdom." Friends, time is calculated in seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, and years. Time is a gift from God. It is an opportunity for us to study the Word, reflect on the world, and use the gift of time wisely in our lives. It's our window of acceptance to follow Jesus Christ. A new year can also remind us, perhaps, of a new birth. In a sense, each day with Jesus is a chance to turn the page on the old way of life and to embrace a new way of life. We are, after all, God's people, aren't we? And we serve a God who renews us daily by the Holy Spirit. Setting goals for a new year, well, that's important. It's also an important sign that we are intentionally about doing God's work. We are intentionally receiving God's calling as a Christian in all the things we do, not just in our work, but our business, our words, our deeds, our actions, our home, our church. It's intentional. When we work and we plan even seemingly insignificant endeavors in our lives, we're fulfilling God's plan. In this modern age that we're blessed to live in, we have an abundance of resources. Resources we've never had in those 275 years. I mean, think about it. You can pick up your cell phone and can touch the world. Your time should be much more efficient today than it was yesterday. But before we write out our goals for 2022, we should first begin in our heart. The temptation for Christians to make our own plans and just add a dollop of Jesus on top of our planned salad, rather than allowing Him to be a part of our plan-making decisions, is where we go wrong. So whether or not we're etching our New Year goals in stone, or perhaps we're putting them on a dry eraser board so that when we don't meet our own expectation, we simply can erase them, it's important for us to follow four steps as we do this. Whether you're going to etch them in stone, or you're going to write them on a board, or you're going to put them on a note and stick them in your pocket, I want to talk about these four steps that we need to take as Christians as we peer into 2022. See, we're only 2 days in, so we haven't really made any major mistakes yet. Even our New Year resolutions are fresh. So we haven't even broken them yet. So you're close. You're right in the beginning. The new year awaits you. The goal, though, is to get closer in Christ this coming year. That's really the goal, regardless of what your resolution is or how many you have. The goal for us as Christians is to find a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. So I think there are four steps. Remembrance is number one. The wise man of Ecclesiastes said, "Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near, of which you will say, 'I have no pleasure in them.'" Friends, in the month of January, the year is young and the opportunity seems so fresh and new that nothing can go wrong. But as faithful servants of Christ Jesus, we know that our lives are like glass. They are fragile. We know every breath that we take is a miracle, a gift given to us by our Creator. In this tumultuous world that we live in, we face danger and problems daily. Creation itself reminds us of God's great faithfulness. Just look around you. The mountains, the sky, the rivers, the streams, the rain that we have just received is a reminder of God's great faithfulness. Every new season is a testimony. It is an ongoing roadmap to God's grace. So the proper response to the past year, whether good or bad for you, is not what we have heard already. "I made it through." Or good riddance, perhaps. Or look at what I achieved in 2021. Boy, I'm glad that's over. That's not our response as Christians. It should be simply, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you." Repentance is step number two. Our worship of God for His faithfulness and majesty is evident. It's evidenced by the changing of the seasons that we see every year. This should lead us to repentance. His goodness breaks us in fresh ways as our sin is exposed by the light of His glory. To repent, actually, is to rejoice. We claim the promise of God. We claim the promises found in Scripture because we know our forgiveness has already been given to us. Our repentance should be rejoicing. We should rejoice in our repentance. Beginning the new year with repentance is to truly draw closer to Christ Jesus. How can we begin new plans and journeys in 2022 without first allowing His light to penetrate the darkness of our hearts and our lives daily? How can we begin without allowing that light to come in so that we can grow from within? How can we start working and dreaming without first renewing our joy in the One who directs our steps? We cannot. Repentance needs to happen. The third step is renewal. New Year's should also be a time of renewing old commitments. You know, we get complacent, don't we? I know I do. And I've committed to a lot in my life. But this is an opportunity, a brand new opportunity on day two to recommit ourselves. Recommit ourselves to marriage, to family, and to church. Yes. Recommitment to what's important to you. Before we begin grand plans to lose weight and develop a new skill, let's begin by renewing the core commitments we already possess. Our most vital work is what we do within the walls of our homes. Loving our spouses and raising our children in an atmosphere of godliness and grace. We live out the gospel best when we live it out in our daily lives with each other. We must reject the lie that says success requires abandoning your family and doing other commitments. We should also renew ourselves to be the faithful body of Bethel. You see, for 275 years, we were the faithful body of Bethel. But that's in our past. Now we're on our 276th year. And thus, we should recommit to being that family of faith. The church and her people are the center of God's mission in this world and in this community. It is where we as friends gather to declare Christ's kinship with each other. We do it every week. And it is where we work out our salvation with each other as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. We do it right here, friends, in this glorious chapel. Commitments to marriage, family, and church don't always look or feel significant because we already have them. But true faithfulness in these core areas is hugely significant. They form our habits. They form the habits of discipleship and show the world what it looks like to be a Christian. You see, when we are disciples in our own homes, we are true disciples in the world. When we are disciples in our own church, we are disciples in the world. That's what 2022 needs to see. They need to see Bethel in its discipleship. They need to see Bethel's people in their homes being disciples of Jesus Christ. And four is rest. I've given you a long order of things, only three actually, but when you break them down, that was quite a bit, wasn't it? You need some rest. I can look on your faces and see you need some rest. Most of you are getting the sleepers out of your eyes from this morning already. New Year should be a time to rest. First, we rest in the reality of our identity in Christ as Christians. We may have failed to meet our lofty goals in 2021. I'm sure we did. I'm sure many of you had them on the dry eraser boards, and when you didn't meet them, you're like, they're gone. Let me erase them out of here. Out of sight, out of mind. But you know, the key factor, friends, is that Jesus still loves you whether you met those goals or not. Despite our failures, our unchecked boxes, and our disappointments on the scale, when we weighed this morning, Christ loves you. The gospel tells us that He loves us in the midst of all these things. It is not the voice of your Savior, but the whisper of the enemy that says you have less worth because you blew your 2020 New Year's resolutions. A more successful 2022 will not make Jesus love you anymore. He already loves you more than you can imagine. He's the one, after all, who calls broken sinners and empowers them for His missions. Failed apostles, former persecutors, recovering Pharisees, we learn in Scripture, are the story of His ministry. You are never a failure if you live in Christ Jesus. Thus, we should plan to physically rest. We don't often do this on New Year's. We plan to work and hustle, but do we schedule time to reflect and acknowledge our need to sleep and our need for leisure? We don't. Rest isn't a sign of laziness and weakness. It's not. It's a sign of spiritual strength and confidence that when we close our eyes, our lives are in the grip of our Creator, Almighty God. To sleep is to say that we're not God and that the world doesn't revolve around us. When we close our eyes, we're saying to the Lord, God, I'm going to bed. You got it. Rest is what you need. We should plan to physically rest. This is important in our Christian walk. So as we make our plans for 2022, let's remember that even in our failures, we serve the one who remembers our frame and knows we are just simply dust. So go ahead. By all means, make your plans. You already have. But as Christians, hold on to those plans lightly. As Christians, we entrust our future not to Google Calendar or a punch list of resolutions, do we? We entrust our future to the King who holds the world in the palm of His hand. Wherever you may be this morning, coming off of the heels of 2021, wherever you may find yourself standing on the cliff looking out at 2022, remember this. Whatever was unsuccessful in 2021, Jesus still loves you as much now as He did the day you made the resolution in January a year ago. You serve and you are served by the greatest gift ever given to mankind, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Happy New Year. Amen.